Well, good morning. Now, every year, grown-ups have to pay these to the government. And what of which am I speaking, Molly? Taxes. Taxes. Oh, what a pleasant thought that is. Well, no. Taxes. Painful things. Why do we have to pay the government's taxes? Why do we give some of our money to them? Charlotte? So they can pay for hospitals and schools and roads and things like that. That's about it. That's the nature of it. All kinds of things. Pay for the army and the police and the fire service. Pay for our streets and lights and things like this. So we pay taxes for those things and many other things besides. Or at least we should. Now, of late, in the news, there have been stories about taxes or non-payment of taxes that have been very much around us and about us. Anybody remember any of these stories? From Timothy.
Isn't there a football club that owes tax absolute loads?
There is. A football club owes an estimated £75 million. Now you rumble at your tax bill, think again here. £75 million. Which club is this? Not we're going to do a great football tour here this morning, but Stanley.
Rangers
in Scotland. £75 million. And the club is in all kinds of difficulty, quite understandably, if it owes that amount of money to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Also has been in the news. A very famous man. Two people, but one in particular who's very well known. Again, there's a bit of football here. Molly's going to try. Harry Redknapp, who was accused there of avoiding paying his taxes or evading paying his taxes. And Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs decided he should go to court, but he was acquitted. So he's a happy man and his colleague as well. But there we are. Taxes. Well, taxes were also controversial when the Lord Jesus was upon the earth. That though they make the news headlines today, they also made, as it were, the news headlines when the Lord Jesus was alive. Because one day, when he was in the temple, near to the time when he was going to submit to dying upon the cross, the Pharisees, looking always to try to catch him out and to try to make him look foolish or to try to make him look like a traitor or somebody really bad, came with a question to him. Anybody know what that question was? Go on then, Charlotte.
Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar?
Is it right? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? And they came up with some very flattering words, first of all. But do you think the Lord Jesus was taken in by their flattering words, do you think, Stanley?
No, he saw through it.
Saw right through it all. He knew what they were about. Because this was a clever question. You can see they'd work this one out. Look, they thought, we go up to him, we ask him this. In a way, he's either going to say yes or no. It's lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Wonderful. We then go to the Jews and say, look, he's a friend of the Romans. He's all for paying money to them. And what was some of the money the Romans were taking from taxes being spent on? What were they spending some of it on, Timothy?
The Roman army that was occupying the Jews.
Exactly. The Roman army stationed there in Caesarea or there in Jerusalem and oppressing them. So it makes him sound like a friend of the Romans, no friend of the Jews. He can't be our king if he's all for the Romans. So wonderful. If he says, yes, let's pay taxes, we've got him there. And if he says no, we've got him again. Because this time we just turn it round the other way. And we rush to the Romans and we say, this man who claims to be our king says we should not pay taxes to Caesar. And who's Caesar, by the way? Should we ask that? Shouldn't I? Who's Caesar? I know who Caesar is. Molly.
The Roman leader.
The Roman leader. What do we call him? Or what did he call himself? Charlotte? Emperor. Right. So they go to the Romans and say, he's saying, this teacher is saying, we don't have to pay taxes to your great emperor. I think he's getting a rebellion up here, and I think you ought to arrest him. So either way, they could either accuse him to the Romans or accuse him to the Jews. Yes or no, they expected that's what we'll get, and we'll get something either way. So there was their question. But they didn't get the answer they expected. And the Lord Jesus asked for a coin. And they gave him a coin. What's he doing here? And he asked, well, whose inscription, whose portrait is on this coin? Well, we know the answer to that, but it's Caesar's, isn't it? Yes. So then he said this, didn't he? Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. You've got to get in your thinking here, there's what Caesar has, there's what God has. That was not a helpful answer to them at all. Not helpful. Okay, he's saying, we give Caesar what we owe him, taxes. Right, okay, well, he sort of covered himself there with the Romans, but I think we might be able to accuse him to the Jews, because he seems to be saying taxes are all right. But then what did he say? That we've got to give to somebody else something else. What's that, Charlotte?
To give to God what's his.
To give to God what's his. Wait a moment. The Pharisees would have gulped at that one. That's saying a lot. Are we giving to God what is God's? Are we giving to him what he deserves? Are we day in and day out serving him and loving him and honouring him? What's the answer to that, Timothy?
No.
No. So they couldn't now go to the Jews and say, look, Herodias, he said we've got to pay taxes to Caesar. Oh, by the way, he said we've got to give to God all that's God's. Because people would think, that sounds like just the sort of thing that the Messiah will say. That sounds like just the kind of thing that we would hear from him. And we know we're failing, and we know you're failing in that as well. So they couldn't get him on that point at all. And they were left stumped. They had nowhere to go after he'd answered in that way. They didn't see that one coming. Because you see, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is the wisest of all. Even in the hearts of these people, clever people, lawyers and people coming up with clever questions. But he saw through it and answered them so precisely. And here is the thing, isn't it? To give to God the things that are God's. There's only one person who's ever rendered to God what is truly God's. And who was that? Molly. The Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. He could answer that question properly. Because he was going to render to God all that was God's. His perfect life. Well, none of them could live it, and none of us can either. But he could. He's going to do what we creatures cannot do, and he's going to serve God exactly and precisely and properly with all he says and all he thinks and all he does. And as sinners, what do we owe to God? What do we owe to God? What really should we have to give up to God, Timothy?
Everything.
Everything, and most particularly what? Stanley. Our lives. Gone. They're out. We're dead. We're declared dead. Punishable, death, no hope, verdict, sentence, death. But he renders under God the things that are God's there when he dies upon the cross for our sakes, so that justice and righteousness and holiness are met. And God, who deserves our lives, even our death because of his law that's been offended, Jesus Christ is going to give that as well to God on our behalf. So he rendered to God the things that were God's for us. Well, there are the taxes, but I tell you, not the taxman that we should be fearing them all, not those that are in authority in that way, who have been very much in the news in this last week, but God. Fear him. He's the one that we really will answer to at the end. Above Caesar, above any authority, there's God. You bow the knee to him.